I don't know how many of you parents out there have lost a child, but this time last year, I lost my 28-year-old beautiful son, Dylan. He had moved to New Orleans and was doing well, was moving forward, I thought. Come to find out that he had taken up heroin. So on this date, they found him dead, alone, in a seedy, nasty hotel called the London Lodge in New Orleans. The terrible way for my beautiful son to go out. I had no clue that he was doing heroin. I knew he had experimented with other drugs. I don't know if I would have known if it would have changed the outcome, but I would have liked to have had the opportunity to have known. I believe it's the parents, even though they may be divorced, obligation to tell the other parent if they know something incredibly negative is going on or life-threatening to one of their children. But here we are a year later, going through all the things that the country is going through. My son's life just seemed to go by like dust in the wind, you might say. Dylan was a lovable, kind. He cared so much for his family and his friends. Me and him had the normal father-son problems, but we had been getting along so well. I knew something changed in him, probably around July or August. I had lost my mother, May, and my sister-in-law and mother-in-law in May, 2 days apart. So still grieving from my mother, then I find out about my son. He was upset because he was not able to make it to his grandmother's funeral. I feel very guilty about that. I could have at least got him a bus ticket. I didn't fully grasp how much it meant to him. I didn't know it. I should have been a better father. I miss him all the time. My advice, if your child, if you have any idea that they're messing with any kind of opiates, open your eyes, look around, and even though he was 28, he was still my child, and he is missed so badly every day. It seems to be getting a little bit easier for me. My doctor has got me on some medication that makes me where I'm not quite so emotional, because I'm normally a very emotional guy, and this really ripped my heart out. So I just wanted to put this out there. I don't know how this works or who will hear it or anything, but it is with deep sorrow that I have become my son has become a victim of the opioid crisis. I truly believe it was an accident. If not, somebody gave him a hot shot. He was not experienced with heroin, I don't believe. And he didn't know exactly what he was doing. And there's no second chances when it comes to heroin. When you're by yourself and you pull it back and you push it in and then you just go to sleep. So I know it was ruled by an accident by the coroner. It broke my heart to read the coroner's report. That's something no father or parent should ever have to do. I couldn't do it when I first got it. It took me a few days. The coroner kept going on about how well developed Dylan was, how clean he was, how his fingernails were clipped, because heroin addicts don't bathe or clip their fingernails or any of this type thing. So I believe he was a heroin addict. There's no question about that. I believe if you try heroin once, then that's once too many. I've never actually seen any heroin. I don't want to see heroin. Me and my son had conversations about drugs many times. But anyway, Dylan, I love you and I miss you. And I'm sorry that I let you down. This is something I'll have to live with for the rest of my life. I should have been there for you more. I should have been listening instead of talking. If any other parents out there would like to share or reach out, I would be more than happy to talk or listen to. God bless. Take care. He had moved to New Orleans and was doing well. Was moving forward, I thought. Come to find out that he had taken up heroin. So on this date, they found him dead. To have known. I believe it's the parents, even though they may be divorced, obligation to tell the other parent that they know something incredibly negative is going on or life-threatening to one of their children. Here we are a year later, going through all the things that the country is going through. My son's life just seemed to go by like dust in the wind, you might say. Dylan was a lovable, cared so much for his family and his friends. Me and him had the normal father-son problems, but we had been getting along so well. I knew something changed in him, probably around July or August. I had lost my mother, May, and my sister-in-law and mother-in-law in May, 2 days apart. So still grieving from my mother, then I find out about my son. He was upset because he was not able to make it to his grandmother's funeral. I feel very guilty about that. I could have at least got him a bus ticket. I didn't fully grasp how much it meant to him. I didn't know it. I should have been a better father. I miss him all the time. My advice, if your child, if you have any ideal that they're messing with any kind of opiates, open your eyes, look around. And even though he was 28, he was still my child. And he is missed so badly every day. It seems to be getting a little bit easier for me. My doctor has got me on some medication that makes me where I'm not quite so emotional, because I'm normally a very emotional guy, and this really ripped my heart out. So I just wanted to put this out there. I don't know how this works or who will hear it or anything, but it is with deep sorrow that I have become my son has become a victim of the opioid crisis. I truly believe it was an accident. If not, somebody gave him a hot shot. He was not experienced with heroin, I don't believe. And he didn't know exactly what he was doing. And there's no second chances when it comes to heroin. When you're by yourself and you pull it back and you push it in and then you just go to sleep. So I know it was ruled by an accident by the coroner. It broke my heart to read the coroner's report. That's something no father or parent should ever have to do. I couldn't do it when I first got it. It took me a few days. The coroner kept going on about how well developed Dylan was, how clean he was, how his fingernails were clipped. Because heroin addicts don't bathe or clip their fingernails or any of this type thing. So I believe he was a heroin addict. There's no question about that. I believe if you try heroin once, then that's once too many. I've never actually seen any heroin. I don't want to see heroin. Me and my son had conversations about drugs many times. But anyway, Dylan, I love you and I miss you. I'm sorry that I let you down. This is something I'll have to live with for the rest of my life. I should have been there for you more. I should have been listening instead of talking. Any other parents out there would like to share or reach out,